Martin, final time in the West again, or Peter, last year's final, I suppose. But maybe two teams going in with different ambitions, different prospects.
Well, I think they're going. I think both will be going in with the ambition to win it, Tom. But at the same time, reality is that probably Galway look the stronger team at the moment. Now, okay, Roscommon can counter that argument by saying that they have been in the first division over the last couple of seasons, and maybe are on the, you know, as a consequence of that, will have had a lot of experience of good football. And, you know, the thing about it is, I've looked at their stats there today, and Roscommon actually have the third highest scoring rate of any team in the first division. So that gives you an idea that they have, you know, reason to hope they have, because they have a good forward line. But I think it's at the other end of the pitch that they have a weakness. They haven't got the strongest defence. And then Galway, like, I didn't think, to be honest with you, Tom, that Galway played well against Mayo in the semi-final. I thought, like, when you consider they were playing against 14 men for all of the second half, and they struggled to beat Mayo in that game. And indeed, had Mayo got, you know, they had a good opportunity at the very, very end to actually get a goal that would have probably could have changed the result. But nonetheless, Galway, I suppose, will have the confidence that they're at home. They have beaten Roscommon last year. And, you know, in my opinion, Tom, they are an emerging team. They may take another year or two for the public to see how good they are, but they are very much a team in development with some excellent players who have graduated now from their under-21 All-Ireland winning teams of 2011 and 2013.
And very strong up front, a very good forward line.
Well, the guy that I'm particularly impressed with is Damien Comer, their full forward. He is a very dynamic player. He's got physically very strong. He's great confidence in himself. And he, alongside him then, he has a very different kind of player in Shane Walsh. Now, Shane Walsh is one of these mercurial players that you don't know what he'll do when he goes out there. All you can be certain of is that when he gets a ball, he's exceptionally skillful. And those two guys, in my opinion, are the key guys in their forward line that can make a difference. Now, they have Paul Conroy then, the experience of him, and Seanan O'Curran and Tomás Flynn. They're good players that'll certainly give those inside forwards plenty of supply. But overall, I think just Galway look at the moment to be a team that are on the rise, Tom, and will feel confident in their own backyard of actually winning this.
You mentioned Roscommon's defence pretty weak, or a weak, not their strong point, certainly. There are those that believe that Galway aren't good defensively either.
Well, I think, yeah, you take those 2 points, let's look at them. The Galway, the Roscommon, you see, people must realise Roscommon are going into this game short of probably 4 or 5 of their best defenders. Like, Niall Collins is the fullback, who would be their automatic fullback. He's injured. They haven't got Niall Daly. They haven't got Alton Harney. But there's, you know, players like that would make a huge difference to the Roscommon defence if they were there. And then at the other, with Galway, I do believe myself that Galway's Achilles heel is in their full back line. I think the last day, they're not particularly, there wouldn't be great presence in their full back line. And I think their goalkeeper too, if he's put under pressure, can panic a little bit. Now, you saw evidence of that the last day against Mayo, that full back line plus the goalkeeper actually presented Mayo with opportunities that perhaps could have made the difference on another day had Mayo been a bit sharper in attack.
Hmm. Interesting you say that the Galway full back line is probably their weak link. There would be a perception that probably the Roscommon full forward line is their strongest line.
Well, you see, you have the two Mortas. Like, the general public wouldn't be too, I suppose, familiar with the Mortas yet. Dermot Morta and Kieran, I think, is his brother.
Yeah.
They're beautiful ball players. They remind me a bit like the two McHughes, like what, you know, James and Martin in their heyday. These guys work very well off one another. They're extremely skillful and they're good finishers. And along with that, then you have, I think it's Donie Shine in the full forward line as well, and all of those guys.
No,
you know,
Donald Smith, will
or Donald Smith, I should say, yes, Donald Smith, and all of those guys, along with Conor Devaney, who's more of a forward but is playing in a defensive role. All of those guys can guarantee you scores on a given day, but the problem that they'll have Tom, is getting a regular supply and a quality supply from around the middle of the pitch. That, to me, is the area that ultimately I think they'll fall down. And had they guaranteed to get supply, I think they have a forward line that actually could cause Galway damage.
And finally, before we let you go, Mayo heading to Ennis tomorrow evening?
Yeah, Mayo going to Ennis. Again, no more than Donegal against Longford last weekend. They weren't particularly impressive in winning. In fact, Derry had a great opportunity to win that game in the last minute. Had James Keel put the ball over the bar. But I think I've watched the three games that Clare have played, and they're a very, very hard-working team. But Mayo, if they find form, and there's a big if there, but if they find form, I think they're well capable of winning that. Like, they have been up there in the, you know, as we both know, since 2011, they have a very experienced team. I think if they just get their appetite back, and I believe it is possible to get it back, then they will dispose of Clare.
And finally, back to the Connacht final. It's Galway for you, is it?
Galway for me, yeah. It's hard to look beyond them, Tom.